So let's continue. So we are, we just learned about the Einon Movadoi and how a person can rise themselves up over the Teva, over the nature. And by doing that, they can overcome any sort of Nisayan in this world. So he goes on to explain over here that within that concept, there are really two levels. Within the concept of Einon Movadoi, there's really two ways that one can access that, okay? And he's going to say that the two ways are illustrated by, on the one hand, the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's, it seems like he holds that they both were able to access a certain way of rising above nature. They're both able to access the Einon Movadoi, but from different, in a different way. Now, I want to give a little hakdama that we say in the parsha, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we just learned it, right? In Parshas Lech Lecha, that it says, Vayavai HaPolit, that Oig came, Vayavai HaPolit, Vayageid LaAvram HaIvri. And he told Avram the Ivri that Lot was captured. So Rashi says, why is he called Ivri? What's the language of Ivri? So the answer is, he was Me'ever Hanar. He came from somewhere else. So the Chazal say, Ivri means he's Me'ever Echad. He's on one side and everyone else is different than him. He's on the other side. And the question is, if this is the way to describe Avram Avinu, why did we wait until now to describe him this way? So the answer is like this. It's based on everything we're learning in Nefesh HaChayim. Avram was the example of Einon Movadoi. How did he get to Einon Movadoi? We made a reference to it yesterday. Meshech Chochma explains, because he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu in nature. When he saw nature, he's like, how could it be that just nature just flows? And he ended up thinking and realizing and understanding that really Kadosh Baruch Hu was behind everything. He saw Hashem in everything. So that's why the Gemara says, from the day the world was created, no one referred to the Hashem as Adon, master of the world, until Avram Avinu. In other words, if you're the master, you control how it goes. So when you're in the background, you may see, you know, oh wow, the chef is a good chef. He really gave me a beautiful meal. You know, you're sitting there at a meal. Oh, the chef, the waiter, wow, such generosity, gave me a beautiful meal. And the waiter didn't give me the meal. Oh, the chef gave me the meal. I know the chef didn't give me the meal. The chauffeur who brought him the ingredients gave me the meal. Eventually, you realize it's the Adon, right? The master. Not only that, the master can determine what the menu is. So if you can access the Adon, then you have everything. So Avraham Avinu realized everything is the Adon. Everything is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Vilna Gaon says, it's brought down in the Sidur Agra, that someone came to the Vilna Gaon and said, why do we start our davening with Adon Olam? So he said, because the first person to ever call Hashem Adon was Avram Avinu, and since Shachris is corresponds to Avram Avinu, so therefore we start with the words Adon Olam to signify this is the name of Hashem that Avram was Mechadish. Avram made up this name. Right. So Avram lived in this concept, everything is Hashem. If a person connects and realizes that everything is Adon Hashem, everything is Adon Aretz, everything is Hashem, and he's the Baal Kochos Kulam, he controls everything. If a person connects to that, they're above nature. They're above everything. So Avram was like that. That's how he was Nitzel from the Kipshan Aish, right? Nimrod threw him into a fire. How is he Nitzel from that? Because there's no nature for Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is above it all. Avram Avinu is connecting to Hashem. It's literally the concept of Einon Movadoi. So I saw from Rabbi Leib Box. Rabbi Leib Box was there, Yeshiva in Detroit, who learned in the Mir in Shanghai. So he says, a Gavaldik of Pshat. We said from the Nefesh HaChaim that what was the mistake of all the people that lived in the generation of Avraham Avinu is that they attributed all the kochos to the specific koch it was and did not see the kav. They didn't see that Einon Movadoi. They attributed the kochos and divorced them like kotzeis b'netiyos. They cut them off from the source. Right? That was a mistake of everybody. Avraham Avinu was me'aver echad. He was on the other side. He realized, no. Everything is Hashem. And I don't see the little kochos. I'm not getting the meal from the waiter. I'm not getting the meal from the cook. I'm getting the meal from the Adam. It's all about the Adam, right? So he says like this. He says that Og Melech HaBashan comes and he wants to let Avraham Avinu know that Lot was recently taken captive by the four kings. So the question is, what's the purpose of Og telling this information to Avram? The whole purpose is only so that Avram will fight back and try to get back Lot. The question is, who in their right mind is going to fight him himself? I'm going to go battle the four kings, get back my nephew. What? That makes no sense. Who? No one does that. No one's going to go on their own. Okay, I'm going to fight a war against the four kings. And Rashi makes a point of this by saying the four kings were so strong to even beat the five kings, right? So you have four very powerful kings. And Og says, you know what? I want to go. I'm going to go tell Avram some important information. Lot was taken. What's the point of telling him that? So the answer is because Lot knew that Avram Avinu would actually fight them. But why would he? The answer is because Lot knew, because I'm sorry, Og Melech HaBashan knew that Avraham Avinu was Ivri. Avraham Avinu was Avraham, so Vayavai HaPolit, Vayagid LaAvraham HaIvri, since Avraham is an Ivri, Avraham is on the other side. Avraham doesn't look things the way everyone else looks at them. Avraham has no nature to him. Everything's Enon Mavadar. So therefore, I'm going to tell him, because he's knowing Avraham, he does these crazy things. You know Avraham Avinu, he jumped into a Kivshan Eish. Avraham doesn't care about nature. So Avram, who doesn't care about nature, to him, I may as well tell him the news because he may actually go fight back and try to get his nephew. This is all an explanation of who Avram was. That's what he says. So this is all the darga of Avram moving. Now,
that's probably
what? Yeah, that point is a good box. You know, just that last connection. You know. So now, what we're going to learn now, something that drops, not confusing, but we'll say it like this. That there, the way we're saying it is that really there are two ways to actually access the Einon Mavato. One is within our world. There's a way to access Einon Mavato. See, I didn't realize that until I read this chapter. Within our world, a person could say all these other forces. It's baloney. Really, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Baal HaKochos Kula. So within our world, that Hashem controls nature, Hashem can undo, and a person can connect to that, that raises them above. But then there's a level higher, which is that a person can connect out of our world, and a person can connect to the Yudke Vavke, and a person can go into the Mamali Kol Almin, into the Yichudi Law, to the Shema Yisrael. He can connect the other way and just circumvent the whole thing and say, no, this world just doesn't exist. So there's really two ways that a person can connect to Einon Mavado. So what he's going to say now is that both the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu, both of them connected to Einon Mavado, but from different angles. Moshe Rabbeinu, just like, okay, Yudke Vavke, I'm in a different planet. You know, I'm looking at the world as I see the Yudke Vavke. I see how Hashem created the world. I see it before the Tzimtzum. I see the world that way. But he says the Avos are not that way. The Avos saw Hashem in the world, but within seeing him in the world, they saw him as the Baal HaKochos Kula. They saw that all these other forces don't really exist. So he says there's two different ways to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Now, obviously, we've given you an overview. We'll see, you know, I'll go through the details of what he says later, but this is the overview of the structure of what he's about to say. So the question is, who's greater? So the answer is, who cares? Why are we judging who's greater? It really makes no difference who's greater. What's interesting is that he brings a medrash that there's actually a dispute between Yitzchak and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's greater, the Avos or Moshe. And Yitzchak says, I'm greater because I was willing to give up my life for Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm greater because I don't have to give up my life for Hashem. I could see Hashem without giving up my life. So Yitzchak comes and says, I was willing to give up my life for Hashem, so I'm greater than you. Moshe says, I'm greater than you because I saw Hashem without giving up my life. Right? So obviously, the way Nefesh HaChayim says, it's not an issue of who's greater or not, but it's an issue of describing two methods of determining, of two methods of getting to the Einon Melvado. Yitzchak is able to say, you know what? I see, it's a bit of myself. I don't live in that world, really, but I'm able to get past it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can live in this world and see the Yitzchak. I'm good. I could live in this world and see everything. Yitzchak says, I can't see everything in this world the way I am, but I'm able to know that I don't see everything. And in this world, to live in a way and say, I understand that everything we are is nothing, but I can't really see everything. But the emuna that I know that it's there, that's also enough. So in a way, he says, that was the shakla of the target. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to handle, the Yudke Vavke. He lived in that way. And the Avos were not that way. He says that the reason for that is because the Avos were Avosenu. The Avos were our fathers. The father is supposed to be the one training the child how to live his life. So what would be the point if they were able to live in a way that's not sustainable for their children? There would be no point in that. There's no value to that. So as an Av, the avoda of the father was to live, the avos was to live within the world, was to live the regular life and realize that really ultimately this is the way we see it, but we know we're not seeing everything. But that emuna itself, that we're not seeing everything, that also connects you to Einon Melvado. Whereas Moshe was not Moshe Avoseinu, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, he's not Moshe Avinu, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe is not the father, he's not giving us instruction for life, right? A person's father is there to direct them and give them instructions for life. A person can connect to a Rebbe that will teach them one or two things, but that's not their life, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Rebbe. He taught us certain things, but he lived a life that we cannot emulate. He lived a life that he was connecting into the Yudke Vavke. So it's an amazing shot in that medrash, right? And he said that's the ultimately the two ways of understanding, the different, getting to the point of the Einon Melvado. Again, one way is the Yudke Vavke, there's another world here, and that's the real world, and we're in the fake world, and I'm going to be in the other world. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's method. Avram Avinu's method, the Avos's method was, no, I'm in the world, and I know that this is not the real deal. I know that everything I see, Hashem is on top of it. Hashem controls it. Hashem is really the source of it all. And that's a way within the world to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and both can give you the same results as the Einon Melvado. Avram Avinu was also thrown into a Kivshan Eish and overcame nature, because he was also in the Einon Melvado.
I remember
we're passing
like Monsieur and Moshe Rabbeinu slightly Hashem appears as the Kiyah Sheikh. Yeah.
Right.
So there is, for us, there is
the Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, it says, La'olam yomar adam, a person should always say, Masai yagiu maisai, when can I be like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? It doesn't say, when can I be like Moshe Rabbeinu? A person is not expected to live a life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he couldn't be married. Moshe Rabbeinu's life was a life of complete nituk from this world. He was a mach, he didn't eat for 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to live in the Havaya world, live in the world pre the world we know it. Right? I can't hear you. Exactly. So the Avos is Siman Lebanim, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not an Av in that sense, right? There's a big question. Pachad Yitzchak has a whole thing, Rav Huttner, about is Yosef an Av? He says, for myself, Avos Siman Lebanim, Yosef is considered an Av. And he said, which makes sense, rather, because Yosef's children were Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. So Yosef was an Av. So on Yosef, there's Maisa Avosim Lebanim. But after that, there wasn't. Right? So that's the concept. He says that's Pshat in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, when it says, Va'era el ha'avos bekel shakai. The pasuk says, I appear to the avos with kel shakai. Sha'omer le'olamo, die. Hashem said, enough, I'm not going to reveal myself more. That's the life of the avos. I'm not revealing myself more in this world. This is the world that is. You live in the world. You find me. I'm not going to give it all away. Ushmi Hashem, but the shame of Havaya learned that I never showed to the others. They didn't live in that Havaya world. But Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to reveal to you the Havaya world. Moshe Rabbeinu lived with open Nisan, Mitzrayim, everything. He lived in the world of Havaya. There's no nature for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So he can bring in a creation of above nature. Right? That's Havaya. That's a different planet. That's a different existence. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's Metzius. The Avos were not that way. But as we read what he says here, it may appear as though he's saying, oh, the Avos were not as great as Moshe. That's not the point. The point is not who's greater. The point is there's two separate ways to get to, the same, or ultimately the most important point. So we'll go through, how he says it here, but that's more or less his point, okay? I'll pick it up.
Thank you.
By the way, cool.